This is Lacey from Healing Hearts Home Health News Center. Here's the latest news from Basin Radio Network.
With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart. The Gillette City Council heard a presentation last week from City Finance Director Michelle Henderson and Utilities Director Mike Cole with projections for the city's various funds. According to the news record, those projections included revenues, anticipated costs due to major projects and maintenance, and how much rates must increase in order for the city not to dip into their reserves. The cost comes to about $12 a month increase for the average residents, which will go into effect at the beginning of May once all figures have been finalized. The gala that supports the Gillette Abuse Refuge Foundation took place last weekend, raising somewhere between $50,000 and $60,000 for the fund. The 26th annual Jerry Bowles Chuckle for Charities provided comedic entertainment, and the online silent auction raised much-needed funding for the foundation. With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart.
This is Lacey from Healing Hearts Home Health News Center. Here's the latest news from Basin Radio Network.
With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart. The City of Gillette continues to take applications for the vacant Ward 1 City Council seat through the 28th. Thus far, there's been no interest. To qualify, applicants must be registered to vote in Ward 1 and must also not be holding any other seat or working in a position that might be incompatible with the seat. The term of the vacant seat expires on January 3rd of 2023. Applications and information are available at gillettewy.gov or at the City Clerk's office. At the Campbell County Commissioners meeting tomorrow, the board will vote on whether to return to open public comment at regular meetings and whether to implement a protocol for those comment sessions. The commission suspended public comment last October after sessions became contentious and unruly. According to the news record, the board split when voting on the issue in October. With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart.